This podcast is brought to you by the Village of Bedford Park, your home for business. Over 450 businesses strong and growing with a safe, reliable Lake Michigan water supply. Visit VOBPbiz.com and bring your business home to the Village of Bedford Park.
This is Chicago's all-news station, News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM. Now, the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
WBBM News Time, 1205. Good afternoon. It's great to have you with us for the Wednesday edition of the Noon Business Hour. I'm Cisco Cotto.
And I'm Chris Kreidel. It is cloudy. We're expecting a little occasional rain today. A high temperature of 46, currently 43 degrees at O'Hare.
The Noon Business Hour is presented by the Village of Bedford Park and also sponsored by Woodlands Academy of the Sacred Heart. Let's kick things off with an update from Bloomberg. Here's Elisa Parenti.
Well, Cisco and Chris, record-breaking gains across the board are gone now. The Dow still higher by 42 points at 23,419. The Nasdaq has turned negative, sliding 0.25% or 19 points, and the S&P up just 3. The Bloomberg WBBM Chicago Index down 0.2%. The hurricane recovery has been a boon for jobs and for the auto industry. ADP says companies overall added 235,000 jobs last month, and the construction industry saw the largest jobs growth since 2004, and that's boosting sales of heavy-duty pickups. Ford truck sales were up 11% last month, and they were especially strong in Houston and Florida. Strong GM truck sales partially offset sales declines in its Chevy and Cadillac sales, and Toyota's light trucks were in greater demand, while its car sales slid 15%. Now, in about an hour, we'll hear from the Fed's policymaking arm. Few traders are expecting an interest rate move at this point, but we'll let you know what happens. And then tomorrow, we're supposed to hear who President Trump plans to run the Federal Reserve, a Fed chair pick on tap for tomorrow. Back to you, Cisco and Chris.
Thanks, Lisa. On today's Noon Business Hour, we're discussing the economy and also the Fed. And one company is reporting it's hurting because it sponsors the NFL.
And we'll talk retirement and personal finance Wednesday. What to do if you don't have access to a 401k? We'll also, speaking of sports, look at MLB and the World Series as it heads to a Game 7. Who are the biggest winners in the fact that there is going to be another Game 7? All of that and loads more on today's Noon Business Hour.
Making sense of your dollars. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
A lot of data to look through today. The Fed is wrapping up its two-day meeting. Numbers on private employment are out ahead of Friday's comprehensive government jobs report for October. We're joined by Chris Lowe, chief economist at FTN Financial in New York. Chris, welcome back to the Noon Business Hour. What's the top, what would be the heading on your report of all of this information?
Well, thanks, Chris. It is that things are looking up. We've got confirmation from ADP that private employment rebounded really nicely in October after a setback in September. That foreshadows what just about every economist expects to see on Friday when the non-farm employment report comes out. We're looking for something like 350,000 jobs in October after a 33,000 job loss in September. On top of that, the ISM Manufacturing Index, which was really strong in September, 60.8, that pulled back to 58.7. The news there, even though just about every one of the components was a little bit weaker, they're still in stratospheric territory. You know, we were looking at numbers that were the strongest since the middle of 2004. They're still in roughly the same range. Orders, production, and employment all held up quite well. And, you know, when we see back-to-back months like this, when the all the component indices are strong, it typically translates into a really solid quarter for GDP growth. We're watching car sales come in. We won't have the final numbers till late this afternoon, but the initial reports suggest those are going to be pretty strong too, with very, very strong truck sales, which, you know, maybe we should have seen coming after the storm in Houston, which wiped out so many vehicles down there.
Chris, we have been seeing the economy strengthen and seeing numbers to that effect, but we're still below 2%, which is the 2% target for the Fed in inflation. Why is that?
Well, I think a big part of it, if you remember back to the recession in 08 and 09, the economy recovered in July of 09, but inflation didn't bottom until about a year, 2 years later, in fact, in 2011. It takes a while. There tends to be a lag. And what happened is the global economy slowed hard in 2015, a slowdown that dragged into 2016. You remember Russia falling into a deep recession, Venezuela, of course, they're not even out of it yet, Brazil. China's economy slowed as well. And here in the U.S., commodity producers, mining, oil, and farming were hit really hard. They're all coming back. That's the reason the economy is accelerating, particularly mining and oil. But it takes a while before that strength translates into price pressure. So I would think you're probably going to start to see inflation creeping higher again starting next year. But it really could be 2 years or so before we're close to 2% again.
That's Chris Lowe, chief economist at FTN Financial in New York. Thanks for joining us again, Chris. Coming up, some NFL advertisers are reportedly concerned that national anthem protests are hurting business.
Information you can bank on. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Papa John's Pizza and some other top advertisers are reportedly telling the NFL they're concerned player protests during the national anthem are impacting their sales. Let's get more on the story from Gary Kaltbaum, president of Kaltbaum Capital Management, also a Fox News business contributor based in Orlando. Gary, let's begin by having you tell us what are, again, these are reports coming up, but what are some of these companies supposedly saying?
Well, let me give you a pretty good number here. On Super Bowl Sunday, Papa John's Pizza will deliver a million of those things of pizza. Okay? Simple as that. So on every given Sunday, tons of pizza is delivered, and if ratings are going down and less people are watching, less pizza being delivered, and that's what's happening with the stock as it heads into new yearly lows. Simple as that.
So this isn't a case of consumers deciding, hey, we're not going to buy Papa John's because they advertise. This is literally fewer people watching games, fewer people picking up the phone.
Exactly. Papa John's does advertise. I do not think there's a revolt against any one company. I think this is about just ratings are down and significantly down in many cities. And if they're significantly down, the most delivered food is going to be down also. And you're seeing it. And I'm amazed to see Papa John's down $8 today as we speak to $60. And in a market that's been so strong, it's in a multi-year low.
Well, this puts some pressure on the NFL.
Look, the NFL's got their own things to deal with. Of course, they're going to hear from spot. Just remember, players get paid by people going to games and watching, and then sponsors ponying up. If sponsors are getting less business, they're going to pony up less, and then you get into what we would call some sort of a vicious cycle. So the NFL, I can guarantee you, they're in their boardrooms discussing this in a big way, as they pretty much have dropped the ball without any significant strong message one way or the other. I think they've pretty much flip-flopped, and that's what you're seeing right now. I think you have a lot of people across the country that are pretty darn upset, and they vote with their wallets and they vote with their eyes.
Gary, it doesn't necessarily even, obviously the ratings are down, but it's not like the ratings have to collapse for it to make a big difference, right? I'm thinking in terms of how much they can charge for commercials later on, how much they can charge for different networks to take the games.
Well, just remember, the NFL has had their way. Whatever they wanted, they could get, because they are what most popular game, except maybe for soccer, over in Europe. But things have changed, and when momentum heads the other way, so does pricing. And that's where I think when you hear Papa John's Pizza say this, I can guarantee it's not just them, it's many others. And that's where the NFL has got to come out. And look, I don't know what the exact answer is, but certainly whatever's happening right now is going to hurt. And you know who gets hurt in the end will be the players, as salaries will come down too.
Yeah, you mentioned that there are likely other advertisers. So Papa John's could just be the first. This could end up being just a slow drip over the next several weeks.
Well, the biggest selling items on any given Sunday are pizza, beer, and chicken wings. So if they head south, you're going to hear from a lot of them going forward. And I suspect, even with what you're seeing now, that numbers are going to be down for advertising when they start going for it next year. The NFL will not be able to get what they have been able to get in the past.
Well, let's see if viewers really stay away from watching the Super Bowl this year. It's kind of difficult for Americans. Thanks for joining us, Gary. Gary Kaltbaum, president of Kaltbaum Capital Management, Fox News business contributor in Orlando, and his website is GaryK.com.
WBBM News Time, 12:25. All the latest market news from Bloomberg with Elisa Parenti.
Cisco, the Dow now higher by just 29 points, or about a tenth of a percent. We're back down to 23,406. Did hit 23,005 right after the opening bell this morning. And the Nasdaq's losses are growing. The composite down 26 points, or more than a third of a percent. S&P up just one. The Bloomberg WBBM Chicago Index falling 0.25%. That tax bill that was supposed to be unveiled by House tax writers today, now, of course, coming out tomorrow. We're hearing 9 a.m. It suggests that disputes among Republican lawmakers are threatening their effort to pass the comprehensive legislation by Thanksgiving. If the bill is released tomorrow, GOP leaders will have just 10 official legislative days to act before the holiday. Crude oil futures saw a jump higher yesterday. Today, kind of holding near that level, down slightly at $54.29 a barrel. We have a check of the grain markets with Pete Manhart. He's at Bates Commodities in Normal. Pete?
We've had mixed prices here today. Corn's been down a half to up 3.5. We presently are up 2 in December at 3.47¾. Beans have been down 1 to up 10¾. November's are up 7 at 9.80¾. And wheat, after being down 2 to up 3, is down a half at 4.18. Mixed prices here for the day, back and forth. And this is Pete Manhart at Bates Commodities in Normal.
Thank you, Pete. With business at 25 and 55, live from Bloomberg, Elisa Parenti, News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
This is Chicago's all-news station, News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
WBBM News Time, 12:30. Good afternoon. I'm Cisco Cotto.
And I'm Chris Kreidel. These are the top stories on News Radio WBBM.
Stocks are mixed today. We'll see what's impacting the markets.
Personal Finance Wednesday. Key facts about retirement savings, including a surprising note on the millennials.
A roller coaster World Series prompting more people to watch the entertaining matchup between the Astros and the Dodgers.
Mayor Emanuel says the city of Chicago is doing all it can to prevent the kind of deadly terror attack that took place in New York yesterday.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 32, the Nasdaq down 22, the S&P up 2 points. Oil today is flat.
Cloudy, breezy, chilly, occasional rain today, a high of 46. It's 43 at O'Hare and 42 along Chicago's lakefront.
The Noon Business Hour is presented by the Village of Bedford Park and also sponsored by Swap-O-Rama.
Automakers are releasing October sales figures today. Let's get the highlights from Jeff Gilbert, CBS auto reporter in Detroit, Michigan. Jeff, thanks for joining us today. What are we seeing?
Yeah, we're actually seeing the numbers come in stronger than expected. What the industry really looks at is the seasonally adjusted annual sales rate. And it's running close to 18 million, which is just behind what we saw last year, and it was much better than analysts expected. We saw gains at more car makers than we thought, including Ford, including Nissan, Toyota, and Honda. Did see a couple of clunkers there. GM sales were down 2%. And over at Fiat Chrysler, they're still having some issues getting products to market. They were down 13%.
Are there effects? Are we seeing effects from some of the storms that hit cities around the United States?
What's really interesting is the analysts that I've been talking to say most of that effect happened in September. They were expecting it to play out over the end of the year, but a lot of people really rushed to get new replacement vehicles right away. And there wasn't as much bump in October as many people were expecting.
And are there, I'm thinking more longer term concerns for any of the car makers in this, or is it just too tough to tell from one report?
Well, right now things are looking a little bit better. It shows that the economy remains fairly strong. And again, we're seeing that move from passenger cars to utilities to pickup trucks, things of that nature. The big concern would be any jump in gas prices that might disrupt that, and that apparently is at least not in anybody's crystal ball right now.
Thanks so much, Jeff Gilbert, CBS Auto Reporter, joining us from Detroit. Now let's check in with Vahan Janjigian, Chief Investment Officer at Greenwich Wealth Management. Some mixed returns on Wall Street today, Vahan. What are we seeing?
Hey, Cisco. Well, we started off with a very strong market with stocks up pretty strongly in the morning. The futures were pointing way up, and we had a strong open, but things started selling off a bit. I am a bit concerned concerned that the market is getting overvalued, especially certain sectors. In particular, I think the technology sector is overvalued. I'm very concerned about stocks like Amazon, for example, that continue to go up no matter what. Even though the company can barely generate profits, investors like the fact that it generates tremendous revenue growth, and they're willing to pay for that right now. But a stock like that really concerns me, so I've been avoiding that. But there are other sectors, I think, that provide tremendous value right now. I really like the energy stocks. We're starting to see some strength in oil prices, and we're starting to see a bit of a rally in the energy-related names. And then there are some individual stocks that I also think are very undervalued. You know, SuperValu, for example, is a company that recently announced actually very good earnings. The stock initially rallied very strongly on the report, then sold off very strongly soon after, and seems to be coming back again a little bit now.
I didn't get the name of the company. What is it, Dahan?
That's SuperValu, ticker symbol SVU.
All right. What else are you keeping your eye on?
Well, another company I'm very interested in is a company called Rent-A-Center, RCII. You know, they have facilities in Texas that were affected by the hurricane, so they've been having some problems. But the company seems to be in play. An activist group has taken several board seats on the company. The chairman of the company just announced that he's resigning, and the company is looking for some what they call strategic alternatives. There have been some offers on the table in the past. The stock is only selling for about $10 a share, and we've seen some offers not too long ago at around $15, $16. So I wouldn't be surprised if another one comes along pretty soon.
Vahan, as an investment officer, are you watching the Fed to see who the next Fed president will be, and how would that affect the market?
Yeah, absolutely. We're paying very close attention to that. I'm not sure it's going to affect the market much. I mean, the Fed is currently on a path toward tightening in a very moderate pace. And Janet Yellen seems to have proven that she's done a very good job of handling this this phase of tightening. So if Donald Trump decides to replace Yellen with somebody else, we might see someone who is marginally more hawkish, but not substantially so. So I don't really think the next Fed chair is really going to affect the direction of the Fed very much. Remember, this is a committee of several people, and they all have a vote. So it's not just the chair who matters.
Is it also a matter just that they're the public face, they're the person that most people are listening to when discussing thoughts on the economy and what the Fed's doing?
Absolutely. I mean, as you know, analysts comb through the Fed's minutes very carefully. It's not just what they announce about interest rates. They pay attention to every single word and what that may imply about the future. The Fed does give us what they call the dot plots, which give us some prediction of where they expect Fed funds rates to be in the future. And it looks like the Fed is going to continue on a path of tightening. Now, generally speaking, you know, higher interest rates are not good for stocks because it raises their cost of capital. But as long as the economy is growing and doing well, it's not going to have a negative impact on stocks. And right now we have an economy that seems to be growing at about 3%, which is better than many people anticipated.
Yeah, we'll have a lot to talk about in 2018. Vahan, thanks for joining us today. Vahan Janjigian, Chief Investment Officer at Greenwich Wealth Management in Greenwich, Connecticut. Ahead, Personal Finance Wednesday. Are you ready for retirement?
a deposit for your future. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
It's Personal Finance Wednesday. The likelihood of a change in tax laws is prompting people to consider their retirement situations. Let's discuss saving for retirement with Greg McBride, Chief Financial Analyst at Bankrate.com, based in Palm Beach Gardens, Florida. Greg, first off, how difficult is it for people, especially as the end of the year is approaching? They're thinking about what to do at the end of the year as far as retirement savings, and it seems as though every day we're hearing something new about how 401ks and other IRAs may change.
Well, I think that just adds a little bit more urgency. Most people are woefully undersaved for retirement, and if you look at the calendar, for a lot of people, December's going to be a three-paycheck month, so you get the opportunity to squirrel away a little bit more. Not only will you have a third paycheck from which the payroll deduction's coming out into the 401k, but that extra paycheck is something that you can also use to funnel into your IRA. So really important for people to be aggressive about not only deferring paycheck into the 401k, but also contributing to an IRA.
Yeah, and speaking of 401k versus IRA, there are a lot of people who don't have access to 401ks. What should they do?
Well, that's what makes that IRA, I think, all the more urgent in those instances. If you or your spouse has earned income, you're eligible to contribute to an IRA. It's that simple. There's a lot of confusion that people have about it, but it really boils down to just that. And, you know, it's not a matter of 401k versus IRA. In my eyes, it's 401k and IRA. And if you're lacking access to a 401k, it just increases the urgency of maxing out those IRA contributions each year.
Well, for every person, there's a personal amount that should be saved. But what about health costs that you don't even think about until they're there?
And they're huge when they're there. Fidelity Investments actually does an annual estimate every year of what a 65-year-old couple is likely to incur in out-of-pocket medical expenses during the course of their retirement. It's north of $250,000. It's a big number. You've got at your disposal the IRA, the 401k, but you may also have access to what's called a health savings account. This is a high deductible health plan, but it lets you put money away on a tax advantage basis that you can use to pay for health care expenses later. It's a great way to accumulate a pool of assets specifically for those health care costs in retirement.
We have a note here that millennials have been saving more than their parents did at a similar age. That's surprising to me.
Yeah, we see this in a lot of the surveys that we do. Millennials have a greater inclination towards savings, and that applies to retirement as well. They're starting to save at an earlier age. They were also the age group most likely to have increased their retirement savings this year relative to what they were saving last year. A lot of that attributable to auto enrollment and auto escalation plans that employers have adopted for their 401k programs.
Thanks so much for being with us, Greg McBride, Chief Financial Analyst at Bankrate.com. Join us at this time tomorrow for Technology Thursday. We'll check out the latest advances in 3D printing. Still to come, Major League Baseball enjoying a surge in World Series ratings. Who wins from those higher ratings?
The best daily deal in Chicago, the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
Well, we talked earlier this hour about how the dispute over the flag is hurting business in the National Football League, but ratings are surging in another sport as the Houston Astros and Los Angeles Dodgers battle in what has been a wildly entertaining World Series. We're talking with Tom Lason, president at New Media Solutions and NewMediaSolutions.tv in Seattle. Somebody's making a lot of money, Tom.
Indeed. And, you know, the early book on this World Series was that nobody much west of the Mississippi was going to care. But boy, the overnight numbers certainly dispel that idea. Game 5 popped 12.8 or 19 million viewers, beating Sunday Night Football, which drew a 9-4. So baseball was 36% higher. And last year, that gap was 32% the other way. So you definitely see, some snapshot sampling taking place here that shows some interesting numbers. Is it a trend? Can this continue? Can we make any sweeping statements about the broad decline of the NFL and the ascendancy of Major League Baseball? I'm not so sure. But when the games are great, they transcend the baseball fans' interest. I don't think you have to be a baseball nut to be compelled by last year's Chicago series or this year's juice baseball controversy-laden, high-scoring, late-inning, extra-inning games. So There's some good things happening that, and maybe it's just an alignment of the planets, or maybe it's a trend. I think time is going to tell on that one.
But the NFL, at least, certainly doesn't like even the fact that that narrative could be out there. Baseball is surging as the NFL is having a few struggles.
Absolutely. And, you know, the NFL has had a challenge with that narrative for a good period of time now. When you take a look at, you know, what's happening in the NFL, there are so many things kind of going on concurrently. You know, in my humble opinion, I think we've got a little bit of a crisis of poor play and, you know, metrics-driven football sort of creating boring play to some degree. The whole national anthem controversy is sitting out there. I think high injury rates as the speed and strength of athletes start exceeding the limits of the human body results in stars getting knocked out in key markets. And, of course, the underlying 800-pound gorilla in the room is, you know, people maybe aren't so interested anymore in actually watching people get damaged. I'm thinking about the hit on Joe Flacco in the Baltimore-Miami game, and I think about Luke Kuechly getting up, obviously not knowing what time it was. Man, that's some rough stuff, and I think the NFL has a lot of things kind of happening at the same time that could result in the ascendancy of a sport like baseball that recovered from its steroid controversy. That's a long time in the rearview mirror along with the strike. And wow, look what's happening. Great games. The American pastime is maybe resurging.
Tom, thanks so much. Always good to talk to you. Tom Lason, president of New Media Solutions and NewMediaSolutions.tv in Seattle. If you missed any part of today's Noon Business Hour, we'll have the replay podcast available shortly at cbschicago.com/audio and all new radio.com app. WBBM News Time, 12:55, and let's take a look at the market, sponsored by Lake Forest Sports Cars, the Ferrari specialist. Here's Elisa Parenti.
Well, Chris, we are seeing the numbers diminish. Now the Dow is up just 18 points, NASDAQ lower by 29 or 0.4%, and the S&P up only 1 point. The Bloomberg WBBM Chicago Index sliding 0.3%. We're also seeing crude oil futures taking bigger losses now, back down below $54 a barrel. With business at 25 and 55, live from the Bloomberg Newsroom, Elisa Parenti, News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
WBBM and HD Chicago, WCFS-FM and HD1 Elmwood Park, Chicago.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.